Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I just finished with my announcements and was starting to read verses 18 and 19. So sit with us and listen today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now in Nahum chapter 3, verses 18 and 19 of our King James Bible, we read this: Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the fruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not any wickedness passed continually? Well, those two verses are strong verses here as we read them. And what we see here is God's judgment on a country that had ample warning. Very ample warning. As a matter of fact, 150 years earlier, Nineveh had repented at the preaching of Jonah, who frankly didn't want to go there to preach, but God sent him and is either stay and live inside the fish until he is dead or be vomited out and go and do what God said, and he chose the latter. All right, and he did what God told him to do. So that's where we are. And now in verses 17 and 18, the first part of verse 18, we saw the failure of leadership. The crowned, the captains, and the shepherds. The crowned represented government, which in that day would include the kings, the princes, and the royalty of the kingdom. The captains are represented by the military and police state or law enforcement. The shepherds look to both the religious leaders as well as the actual shepherds of sheep, who oftentimes were able to have their eyes open to see the enemy coming and send back into the city to warn them. And of course, the city of Nineveh is surrounded by great walls that they thought were impenetrable, but they didn't know that God could penetrate them, and he did. In time of war, we have shelters for our president and others who are up high in leadership. Military, law enforcement will guard and fight against the enemy. Now, the folks that are in the positions of leadership, whether it's in the legislative or executive or judicial branches of government, most of them live in gated communities as well. They have walls going around them, and they have armed guards. And makes you wonder why many of those people would be against our country having a wall and people having the right to the Second Amendment to carry guns in order to protect themselves. But even though that the Bible speaks of the good man, if he knew what hour the thief would come, he would have been prepared for him. His weapons would be ready and everything would be ready to go. And for some reason or other, that goes against the grain of many people, and I don't know why. When the Bible teaches us as men to guard our homes, to protect, I can't help but to remember Matthew Henry when he was commenting on Genesis chapter 2. He said that Eve was not made out of Adam's foot in order to be trampled upon by him. Neither was she made out of a bone from his head in order to rule over him. But rather, she was taken from his side to be under his arm, to be loved by him, and near his heart to be loved by him. So protected under his arm, loved near his heart. That is a beautiful way of stating it, and Matthew Henry said it so well there when he wrote that, and what a great thing that is. Well, our country, God ordained for the country to protect its people, protect for law enforcement. He even said for us to pray for kings, for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a peaceable and quiet life. And so that's what we're to do, but they need to do right. They need to be what they ought to be. Nineveh sees their leaders escape by whatever routes that were made for that purpose. While soldiers are abandoning their positions, the shepherds slumber, helping the enemy. Those who are opposed to the leaders and heroically defend their country, even though they're supposed to be there and have done this in the past, even those took off. Their patriotism is only as it affects their livelihood. What a shame. Leaders who are narcissistic prove, once again, Proverbs 25:19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. The Assyrian nation was the number one power, and Nineveh was its capital. But Nineveh was also a place of sin, with their drinking, their immorality, their idolatry, their opposition to what we would call today the Judeo-Christian ethic. They enjoyed their sin. But as we'll see, the result was not worth it at all. And by the way, people ask me, how do you vote? Do you vote a straight party ticket? Not normally. Now, usually most of them are of one party, but sometimes I'll leave a couple blanks because I can't really agree with either one. You say, well, you're just giving a vote to the other party then. No, because the other party's not getting a vote from me either. Now, the way I see it myself is simply this. You either vote what is right or you vote what is wrong. And in the Bible, there are certain things. For an example, I believe that the Bible teaches correctly that God blesses those that bless Israel and he curses those that curse Israel. America right now in our nation, now this, if you're listening to this 2 or 3 years from now, it may not be the case. But right now, we see America is quite blessed. Now, our leader, whether you agree with him or not, our president, has chosen to bless Israel. We recognize Jerusalem as their capital. We have seen also that we've assisted them in so many things, and we've done our best to bless Israel, unlike we've ever done in the past. Our leaders also taken stands for Christian liberty, even once opened up so teachers and children can pray once again in our public schools. They want to open the door to protect little sweet babies living inside a mother that somebody's trying to talk them into killing them and getting rid of them through what they call abortion. And I have the opinion that it is out and out cold-blooded murder. By the mother agreeing to it, as Paul agreed to the murder of Stephen, and as the doctor performing the abortion as those that stoned Stephen. So when you find that there are politicians in a country where you have a chance to vote and they support abortion, they support homosexual marriage, they are against Israel, and you see things like that, then don't vote for them. Now, I'm not saying vote Republican, vote Democrat, vote independent. I'm saying vote for people that best represent biblical principle. Don't vote on, I don't think they have a chance to win, or if I vote for them, then the side I normally support will lose, or whatever. No, you vote for what's right. What's right in God's eyes? You vote for what's right in God's eyes. And what's right in God's eyes is always according to the Word of God. Pray about your vote. It's very important. And, you know, any nation that turns its back on God, when you see, as the Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. We've been blessed in recent months because we have tried to do things that the Bible says that we should do as Christians. And I appreciate what has been done to try to free up our country so that we can preach the word and name the name of Jesus in public places. What a shame that there are those who are supporting terrorists and get upset with us for standing for what's right. But that also tells me another thing. A lot of Christians today are standing for pro-life. They're standing for pro-Israel. They're standing for those things that are good and right in God's sight. And then there are others who are not saved, but they're very moral people, and they're also standing for these things and against abortion and so forth like that. So you're saying, well, what are you getting at, preacher? Maybe we have a bunch of crooked politicians. Maybe we have a bunch of crooked people in this country because they have not heard the gospel yet. And God has put that upon each Christian. You're saved. You name the name of Jesus Christ to witness the gospel to the lost. I have witnessed to politicians. I witnessed to one that when I asked him, do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? He says, I'll tell you what I told the preacher over at the First Baptist Church. The way I look at it, I never left him. And he said it with a smile. I said, well, that's not what I asked you. And I said, you wouldn't mind me sharing the gospel with you, would you? And of course, he's looking for votes, so he had to say yes. And I went through the gospel with him, presented a plan of salvation. I got done. I says, now, you died today, is heaven your home? He said, no. He understood it. I said, would you like to ask the Lord to save you right now? He said, no, I believe it cost me the election. Now, that was his actual answer. He won the election, but his term in office ended in infamy. Had another one. I went to witness the gospel. He had his brother there with him. His brother was some kind of a preacher in a charismatic type church. Every time I'd go about the idea, you see that we've all seen come. Oh, my brother's a good brother. His brother was a Roman Catholic who worshiped Mary. And he wants, oh, this man is saved. He's, you know, oh, he's a good Christian. And as a matter of fact, in the time of trying to witness to him, he says, I've got a Bible here that somebody gave me. And if you go through and see where it's underlined and marked, everywhere that I've underlined and marked, it's about helping people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.